Okay, today's daf is daf Kuf Tes. We are going to start on the bottom of Kuf Ches Amud Beis. Today's daf is sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daska, Lezecha Nishmas, Dov Yechiel Michel Ben Yeshua Chaim. Shalom Shabbat and Aliyah. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Turn on the bottom, towards the bottom, four lines, the last one on the line, four lines to the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. Hakol Chayavin Ba'arba Kosos Halalu. Everyone is obligated in having the four kosos that we have been discussing, echad anashim, one man, echad anashim, women, the echad tinokos, which means young people. So even the kids are obligated. So, I'm a Rabbi Yehuda. The chimay toeles yesh latinokos b'yayin. What do you mean the kids are obligated in dalat kosos? What purpose do they have with the wine? What does that want to do with them? They're not obligated in the mitzvos. So two things over here. Number one, we just said that women are chayavos and dalat kosos. We said in the beginning of the Amud yesterday, the Rabbi Yehuda Omer, there was Rabbi Shua ben Levi, nashim chayavos ba'arba kosos, because of apheim hayu ba'osu anes. So this Bryce over here seems to be saying that they don't even have the apheim hayu ba'osu anes when it comes to women. It just says women are obligated in the dalat kosos. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Where is that? Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Or Chaim Chelik Hey Simon Chaf Os Lub Gimel Os Lama Gimel that says he's talking about whether women are chayavos in the idea of Haggadah at night as well, and therefore if they're chayavos in Haggadah, would they be motzi a man who can't read it? So he says it may be a machlokas between these two brisos. According to the first memra that Apin Hayiba Osanes, so maybe Apin Hayiba Osanes had not been for Apin Hayiba Osanes, and they would be Peturos and Dalakosos. Therefore, they would be Peturos. So we don't learn out. Basically, they only learn. Really, women should be Chayavos and Dalakosos because whoever's obligated in keeping not eating Chametz should be Chayav in all the positive commandments, like by Shabbos. The Gemara has to come and say, no, Apin Hayiba Osanes by the Dalakosos. So there, it's a specific limud because that afin hayu ba'osu b'neis, but nothing else you're chayav for. But the second, he says in the second brisa, just says stam that the women are chayavos. So why are they chayavos? It is a mitzvah seishas man grama. So why are they chayavos? Maybe because this brisa is learning. But anyone who's chayav in the los asay is obligated in the asay. So maybe according to that brisa, they would be permitted. It would be chayavos in Haggadah, maybe permitted to be yotzei a man. Okay, it's a different tension between the two brisos. Okay, so the Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Yehuda, matewel yeshu tinokus biayin." So Rashbam says, "Hello, peturim in the mitzvos. They're peturim in the mitzvos. So what's the purpose of giving them the wine?" That's what the Rashbam says. The Rabbeinu David says, "Wait a second. So that means according to the Tanakhama, that the ketanim are chayav." What does it mean that they're chayav? Okay, fine. They were also part of the miracle. But where are those ketanim or chayav? The ketanim. They're not chayav in any mitzvahs. What's going on? So he says that the Tanakam is mechayav the ketanim in chinuch. Back in Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have an obligation of chinuch for the ketanim to give them the dalat kosos. So the answer, Rabbi Nadavid answers it, and says the Ran as well, is that any time you have a mitzvah, the only time you're mechanech the kids, if it has a toelos, if it has a purpose to the kids. What are you giving kids wine for? I mean, the assumption of the Gemara is that you're giving them wine, red wine that makes you that has an alcoholic content that could have a drunken influence on you. So what toelos? Pitch with the language. What toelos is for the ketanim? What toelos? Even if you're teaching them midin chinuch, what purpose is that for the ketanim? They don't learn anything out from that. So that's what he says. That's what he says. The issue is here. Anyway, so Rabbi Yehuda, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, so what do we do for the ketanim? Ella mechalkin lahen klayos vegozim erev Pesach. We distribute to them these burnt wheat and nuts on erev Pesach. Kidei shelo yishnu. They'll become curious. They won't sleep. Veyishalu, and then they'll ask questions. I guess they'll ask manishtan. Rashman points out that these are kli mechitim yishanim. They still have to be old. They have to be old wheat from last year because the chadash asar daim b'layla rishon shel Pesach. You still can't use chadash to first night. You only have to, the next day is when you have the chadash. But tonight you can't use it. So chadash is still asar, right? He says so in order they don't fall asleep and that they ask questions. Amro lav Rabbi Kiva, they said about Rabbi Kiva, Shahami Machalik Kiloyos ve goes in with Tinokos or Pesach. He also would do that. He would give out the Kiloyos and goes into the Tinokos for Erev Pesach. Kideish lo yishnu v'yishalu, that they don't go to sleep and that they will ask. Or what are they asking? Maybe they're just they're asking them an actual manishtana that we that you know the text that is listed, or maybe they just ask anything that comes to the mind that seems odd at the night of the Seder. Whatever, yeah, of course, because we do something else. We do something else. There's other things today to do that. Some people say the reason why we're the kittel is just for them to ask. That's part, you know, one of the reasons for the kittel. Yeah, people still give stuff. I don't know. My family, you give out things to the kids. Okay. Similarly, Tanya, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer says, Chotvin matzos belele pesach b'shvil ha-tinokes shelo yishnu. We are chotev de matzos, whatever that means, on the night of Pesach, in order that the tinokos will not sleep. And then I guess that they'll ask. So what is chotvin matzah? Lots of shitas. What chotvin matzah? How many did I see back here? Chotvin matzah was... So put a book. Use our bookmark and put it back here. So I don't have to flip back and forth. Chotvin matzah is 4 or 5 different perushim. Rashi and Rashbam say, they don't say chotvin matzah, they say chotvin matzah, which means that they would pick up the matzah so then show the matzah to the kids so that the kids would ask. That's Rashi and Rashbam. Rashbam brings another girsa which says mitzvos, but it means that they would point to, and they would talk about each mitzvah on the kara, the matzah, the mara, the tafshilin. They would do this in order to, you know, bewilder the children so that they would ask. The Rashi brings a second answer, and the Raiva says this as well in Hilchos Chametz and Matzah. Chotvin means they would eat it quickly. They would eat the food quickly. They wouldn't waste time in the beginning, so the children would stay up and they would be able to ask. The Rashbam says that what they would do is they would not allow the children to eat a lot, because I guess they were worried about the tryptophan. They would eat a lot and they would fall, and the kids would fall asleep and they wouldn't be able to ask anymore. The Rambam says that chotvin means that they would grab the matzah one from each other. They would grab the matzah. So the point is that could be the Chok Yaakov says that this Rambam could be the source for the minog that we have, that let the children steal the matzah, take the matzah from you, or the grown-ups take the matzah, and, you know, and hide it, the chotvin, in order to keep the interest going.
Yes, yeah, so by Rashi Tom, they didn't do that yet.
Because? Because they have it before. Except for why? Oh, saying that.
No, they do
so they would just put it away. They put it behind them. But the Reb Chaim has a different reason as to why they may have done this hiding the matzah. Reb Chaim has to deal with the concept of hesach hadas by touching. He used to shech the carbon. We saw this the Gemara a few times. They used to shech the carbon on Erev Pesach, and then you wouldn't eat it until a couple hours later. Well, kachim become possible with hesach hadas. So they would take the kachim and they would put it in a certain space where they know where it was. They would hide it and know where it was, so they wouldn't have hesach hadas. They know exactly where it is, and when time came, they would pull it out. So according to that, what? Well, everything at the Seder is corresponding to the Korban Pesach, right? So the matzah, listen, it's not, you don't need a hesach hadas for the matzah, only when you're baking it. Right. So the Reb Chaim, the price is written. Who knows how much more later? So he says that they used to do that by the Korban Pesach. Oh, so he doesn't learn that minhag. He doesn't learn that minhag. Like okay, he says the minhag was here, so to the Korban Pesach, we compare it to the matzah to the Korban Pesach. To quote that minhag, though, the kids shouldn't be stealing it, because the grown-ups should know where the matzah is all the time. It's a kind of hesach hadas. So it's the grown-ups who are behind the matzah from the kids, according to that minhag. Of what? But it would be the chetz of the matzah. I'm just trying not to, you know, I'm trying to patronize them and not deal with the joke. So,
no more jokes.
Only you can do them, right, Yossi? Okay. All right. So Tanya, I'm going to brisa. Amar lav Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, we learned Rabbi Kiva. Shemi Yamav, in all his days, lo amar higi eslam on bez medrash. He never got up and gave a clap and said, go home. From the learning, chutz mi Ari Pesachim ve'Erev Yom Kippurim, except for Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippur, he would say, okay, it's time to go home. Ari Pesachim b'shvil tinokos kadesh lo yishnu, he would say, go home. Couldn't mean that he would say, don't learn after davening. Go home. You have to go home to keep the kids up. You know, the wife can keep the kids up also. You can stay and learn. That is, he would go home to help out so the kids wouldn't fall asleep. That's an Erev Pesach. And Erev Yom Kippurim, You got to help make sure that everyone eats an Erev Yom Kippur because that is a mitzvah. So those days, he wouldn't let people stay late in the Mishmadrash. He would send them home to make sure that they would take care of what needed to be taken care of. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Chayav Adam L'Sameach Banav V'Vnei Beso B'Ragel. Everyone has an obligation to make his children and his family happy on Yontif. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, V'Samachta B'Chageacha Atal V'Nchav V'Techa, the whole thing. So B'Meh M'Samcham. With what are you mesameach on Regel? Mara says, b'yayin, with wine. Rashi, Ritosos points out, he says, haynu b'zman hazeh, that's only b'zman hazeh. Aval b'zman beis hamikdash, ein simcha el b'basar. The korbanos was the simcha. That was the simcha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it's funny, they don't say that the simcha is singing and dancing and clapping and all that stuff. The simcha is real, you know, is real meat and wine. And she says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Anashim, yes. Anashim v'roi lehem. Men get what's roi for them, which I guess is the meat and the wine. V'nashim v'roi lehem. And women have to get what's roi for them. What is that? Anashim v'roi lehem is miyayin. V'nashim v'mai. Tani Rabbi Yosef v'bavel v'big day tzivonim. They get some colored clothing in Bavel. Eretz Yisrael v'big day pishtan mihogatzin. Ironed flax, the linen. Clothing, linen clothing. They would get that. Buy them clothing. You buy them something nice on Erev, on Yontif. Today's shiur is sponsored by, you know, whatever, Simpsons Jewelry or something like that. So, actually, it's not sponsored by the Daskals. I'm sorry. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said, Bizmach Beis HaMikdash Kayam, during the times when the Beis HaMikdash was around, Ein Simcha Ela Basar. The Simcha was with meat. Shenemar, as the pasuk said, v'zavachto shlamim v'achalto sham, you would shech the karbanos, you would eat it there, v'samach l'chnei shem akach, and that's where you have simcha. V'achshav, but now, she'ein v'esem edosh kayom, ein simcha elo b'yayin. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'yayin yisamach levav enosh. Wine gladdens the heart. There's a Tosfos Amud Katan that says that simcha b'zman hazeh is not with the simcha b'zman hazeh that we don't have the basar shlamim, so simcha b'zman hazeh is only the rabbanon. That's what Tosfos says. But the Rambam in Hilchos Yontif, Perek Vav, Halacha Yozayin, writes, or the Shagas Ari actually writes, the Das HaTosas, the Midoraisa, to Simcha B'Zman Hazeh is still, today, B'Zman Hazeh Simcha is still Doraisa. We only said that Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar Shlamim, that's Mitzvah Ben Amukla, or when we had the Basar. In other words, the Simcha is a Doraisa. What you have to take, what do you use to be Mekayim that Simcha Doraisa? So Bizman based on Middash, you were kaim it with the Basar Shlamim. Bizman Zeb, we don't have the Basar Shlamim, so you have to find something else, a substitute, because you still have the mitzvah deraisa of the Simcha. That's how the Shagas Ari explains the Rambam. Okay.
At night there is no Shlamim,
right? You ate the carbon, you ate the Korban Pesach at night. You ate the Chagiga, you eat the Chagiga Yudalit at night also?
Yeah.
The Chagiga Yudal is a Shlomim. The Chagiga is a Shlomim. Right. Okay. Amar. Now here comes now the. Here comes the math part. See if I can explain it about. Okay. Amar. We'll get to it. Now we're going to try to figure out what the measurement of the Revius is. How large the Revius is that you need for the Abrakosas, for each of the Abrakosas. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Kista Dimuryasa Dehave Bitsipuri. He havas kimin luga de mikdash uba mishar revius shel pesach. The kista de morsa, which was a kli that they would use to measure the fish brine, that they would use that kli in Sipori, it was the size of a lug in the base of mikdash, and a revius is a revius lug. So one quarter of that is. So uba mishar revius lel pesach. What you would do is you would take that, you would fill that, you could fill that up, divide it into four, and you had a lug. That's how you figured out what the lug was by using the kista de muryasa. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kimnyasa kadmayasa the havavitveria havasisera al da riva uba mesharin viyishol pesach. Another way, you would take the timnasa kadmayasa in Tveria, the tomen, it was some sort of measuring utensil that they would have in Tveria. It was what was, I guess it was greater than the toman that they used at the times of the Gemara. By a revius, or a revius halug. So basically, how would you? So then you would use that to measure the revius halug. Simply, what you do is you would fill up the toman kaduma, the extra, you know, the earlier one. Then you would take with the contents of that, pour it into the current toman, and whatever was left over was a revius, and that you knew was the size
of the Revius. Now comes the math. Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says as follows. Revius shel Torah. The shear of the Revius that we find in the Torah, right, I guess for displacement, to figure out how much it takes up, is Etzba'ayim al Etzba'ayim Berum Etzba'ayim v'chetzi Etzba v'chomosh Etzba. It's the size, I guess it's the area of two finger breadths by two finger breadths by Etzba'ayim v'chetzi Etzba, so that's two, plus a half, plus od chomosh Etzba, and plus a fifth, so it's 2.7. It's 2 by 2 by 2.7 Etzbos. That's the calculation for a Revius. How do we know that? Kedasanya. Because we learn in the following brisa, when it comes to the tefillah of a tamei person, it says v'rachatz b'mayim es kol b'saro. You have to wash in water your entire body. Shelo yedavar chotis ben b'saro l'mayim. It can't have anything separate between your flesh and the water. It doesn't say because it doesn't say b'mayim. El it says it doesn't say b'mayim. It says b'mayim. I think that's what's the limud. And you have to be b'mei mikvah, right? It's b'mei mikvah. It's es kol b'saro. That means b'mayim shekol gufo ola behen. You have to do it all in one shot. How big is that? The kamehain. What's the shear of the mayim that the entire goof can go in? You're talking about a person of the size, some sort of person of a size who's ama al ama berum shalosh amos. He's one ama by one ama by three amos. Right? Length, width, and height. I guess is one ama by three amos. That's how they measured it, which comes out to shiru chachamim shiur me mikva arba'im sa. Turns out that's 40 sa. Okay, so how does that prove? That the Revius, the Revius is the size of 2 etzba by 2 etzba by 2.7 etzba. Okay, so you have to go into the facts. Fact number one, 1 amma equals 6 tefachim. Okay, 1 tefach equals 4 etzbos. Okay, so that means 1 amma equals 6 times 4 equals 24 etzbos. Okay, a sa, we know, equals 6 kav. 1 kav equals 4 lug. Okay, and 1 sa, not only 1 sa equals, 1 sa equals, there are 4 Revius in a lug. 1 saw equals 96 Revius. So if I have, so how much is 40 saw, the size of a mikvah? So the size of the mikvah, 40 saw, is 40 times 96, which is 3,840 Revius. Okay? It's 3,840 Revius. We said that, so one mikvah, 40 saw, is either 1 amma by 1 amma by 3 ammos, or it's 3,840 Revius. So, and how is it, how many etzbos is it? Well, the etzba, we said, is 24 in an amma. So 1 by 1 by 3 amos. If I etzbos, it's 24 by 24 by 72 etzbos. Okay, so that's what you have now. The size of the person going into the mikvah is either, can be measured as 40 sa, 3,840 revius, 1 amma by 1 amma by 3 amos, or in etzbos, it's 24 etzbos by 24 etzbos by 72 etzbos. Okay, so now, how many revius are in the, how many Revius are in the 24 by 24 by 72? We said it was 3,840 Revius. Okay, so how, 3,840 Revius. So how many etzbos is that actually? So if you multiply 24 by 24 by 72, it's 41,472 etzbos equals 3,840 Revius. Okay, so now, I go down, we're trying to find how much one Revius is. So how much is one Revius? Well, let's divide 41,472 by 3,840. We get 10.8 etzbos. So in one Revius, there's 10.8 etzbos. Okay, now I'll go back to our original thing. 2 times 2 times 2.7, right? That was the shear that we got by Revius, was 2 times 2 times 2.7 equals 10.8. So one Revius is 10.8 etzbos, is basically the answer. Okay, that's the whole math. That's the size of Revius. They didn't have the measuring cups. That's how you do it.
You use every measuring app,
that was the calculation. The Gemara didn't use any of them.
It becomes impossible.
The Gemara didn't say anything. The Gemara just assumed you know, because you go to the market, you know everything is. The Gemara just left it there. It's pretty, I think it's interesting. The Gemara just left it. Okay.
The chart of Astro is the most complicated thing they ever
did. I looked at the chart and article for about 2 minutes.
It's easier to look at the numbers.
It's easy not to look at this and try to understand what's written, because if you look at this, it's impossible.
I think because the article was also trying to do the calculations according to other people, and they use fractions, and I got all confused. Okay.
What's the bottom line? How much is it?
10.8. 10.8 etzbos equals the Revius. At the times of the Gemara, that's how they measure things. It's 10.8 etzbos equals one Revius. What?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Imagine your pain.
Yeah, but they lost.
Because there are bigger fingers and smaller fingers. I imagine it's by pain.
I'm assuming so. You always measure by that. Each coast is the beer. How much you have to drink and all the other stuff. That's it. What's the rover beer? It's a little off. You have to drink.
Bring the
chart to
the Seder next time.
How many? Yeah, they translate it to how many cc's, you know, how many fluid, how many ounces. I forgot what the shear is. It's big. It's not. A reverse? I thought it's 4. It's not. I don't know.
No, it's
10.8. Just 10.3. That's how they measure. We have to translate it to our measurement.
They're going to give to everyone and say, this is how much you have to drink.
How do they actually do that with fingers?
What? That's the displacement. They had to measure it.
10.8 fingers into
whose finger? 10.8 as well. No, they translate.
Whose finger are they talking about?
What do they get?
0.8? How do they get 0.8? So, what's it? You're, the way we measure is okay by King Henry's size of his foot. That's what we use as a measurement. I mean, it's a ridiculous measurement also.
It's all arbitrary.
Right. The marathon is 26.2 miles. Like, why? It's arbitrary. Because the guy ran. That's how far he ran. I mean, that's what it is. Okay.
That's when he stopped.
All right. Amar Ravashi. That's when he dropped dead. Amar Ravashi. Amar Li Ravin Bar Chinina. Ravashi said that Ravin Bar Chinina told me that the Shulchan shall Mikdash, the Shulchan, the base of Mikdash, shall Prakim Hava. Had to disassemble. It came in parts. Why? The Isak Adaita Chaduki Havi Mihadok. Because if we think that it was all connected and it didn't come apart, then you had Amasa B'Amsa Hechi Matpale. How is it possible to be Tovel in the Mikvah? Because the Shulchan was 2 amos long by 2 amos deep by, what is it? It was 2 by 2, right? No, 2 by 1, right?
2 by 1.
Have a bigger mikvah.
2 by 1 more. Yes, the answer. All right. So he says, Amsa ba'amsa hechi mitpale. So how would you be able to put the kli this size into the mikvah if the mikvah is only, what? They said the mikvah is only 40 sa. The Rosh says, what's my kusha? I don't know what the havmin is. It says, Dilma b'yam shosha shlomo havi matpale. Maybe they put it in the big one, the tiny b'chia, yam shosha shlomo, ma'achsik meyev ha'chamisha mikvah tahara. It would have 150 mikvahs, which is 100 times 40, which is 6,000 sa. So I don't see what the question was. I guess the idea was that they didn't have large mikvahs in the base of Mikdash for whatever purpose. I don't know. I don't understand what the...
How do you put your bed in there?
I don't understand what the... I don't know. Okay, now starts the sugya of zugos and sort of metaphysical type issues. It's clearly... Machlokas Rishonim, Rov Rishonim, including the Ramban and others, claim that these metaphysical spiritual demons existed, and the Gemara, as proof positive, the Gemara talks about it all the time. The Rambam, as we all know, does not. He does not hold to these. He has to figure out a way how to interpret all these Gemaras. With Halacha, we're going to talk about the sugya of Zugos, should not do things in pairs. The Rambam simply doesn't bring it down. The son, Rav Avim ben Rambam, says that the idea of Zugos is not that you shouldn't do things in pairs because that's how the Shadim come, that Zugos is, you should do things in Zugos because it shows two powers, two deities. It's to get rid of the Shitasa of the Rambam. The whole thing of the Torah is to guide you to avoid the biggest issue that at the time the Torah was given, which was Avodah Zarah. Everything is to wean you off of Avodah Zarah. Rambam sheet about Karbanos is to wean you off Avodah Zarah. And Zugos also, because Zugos is at the time when there are pairs, two things. If you think about it also, the times that the Gemara was written, it was written in Sassanid Babylonia, where the dominant religion was Zoroastrianism, which was the two equal powers, you know, good and evil, dark, you know, light and dark. So maybe the idea, but if that's the case, then if that's the case, and it doesn't have this metaphysical reason, and it actually has a physical, you know, reason in reality. So why didn't the Rambam bring down Halacha? You know, it's a nice vort in the Rambam, but then he should bring it to Halacha, bring it down. That has impact on, you know, regarding Avodah Zarah.
Didn't apply that.
What?
That concept didn't apply the Rambam's time of the good and evil of that.
Yeah, but Karbanos, so all these things he brought down, you know, that, to get rid of Avodah Zarah. I don't know. Anyway, article has these long notes over there. You can take a look at it and read it at your leisure. Okay. So v'lo yivchasu lo me arba. You shouldn't have any less. Even the ani cannot have less than 4 kosos. Hechi misadkini rabbanan midi di asi bei viday sakana. How could it be that the chachamim were misakin a takana that can bring about sakana? Why was it going to bring you a sakana? The hatanya, we have a brisa that says lo yochel adam trei Vilo yishta trei. You should not eat like two things, right? Nothing mazugos. Don't have two eggs or two nuts. Vilo yishta trei. Don't have two kosos, two cups of something. Vilo yikanach trei pamim. Just don't wipe yourself two times. Just do things in odd numbers. Don't do them in even numbers. Vilo yasa tzrach of trei pamim. Don't have relations just twice. Because you should be worried, I guess, worried about the shadim about it, right? I don't even think there's a trade. Rashi says zugos. That's all Rashi says is zugos. Right, the Rashbam, the third to last line. Mimisamki abrakoso shehen zugos. The asibahu de sakana. The field of the armor lekamon arba einbo mishum zugos ela betray. Even that one answer could be it's four, it's not two. So what are you worried about? It's four, it's not two. The inak shafim miya chayshina lekam mishmaisim. I don't know what that means. He says trey zugos ahuad in the arba. You have to worry about the zugos. How can the chacham say you have four? You have the zugos problem.
Four is a multiple of
two. I need the multiple of two. So Amar Rav Nachman, a few answers. At this night, you're right, in a chanami, it would be a problem. However, al makra, the pasuk says on Pesach, it's leil shimurim, right? It's leil hamashumra uva min hamazikin. There's no chash for zugos tonight because it's leil shimurim. You don't have to worry about it. Answer number one. Answer number two. Rava Amar kos shel bracha mitzdareif le tova ve'eno mitzdareif le ra. Okay, all right.
My volume's hot.
So he says the kos of bracha is mitzdareif l'tova, which means that, right? Which means that Rashbam says kos of bracha shehu hashlishi, that is the third kos. L'ra eno mitzdareif l'hashlum zugos l'kana im shosa revi acharav. It doesn't combine with the fourth one. V'chi haygavna amin l'kaman v'yishamrecham l'ra eno mitzdareif. Because it's supposed to protect you. So maybe the third kos combines with the first two kosos, and therefore it's not zugos. It's three in one. I'm not sure what that means. Right? It's not if you drink the fourth kos after the third kos, it does not mistar with zugos because it's a kos of bracha. I mean, they're all kosos of bracha. I don't know what that means.
So only the third one is considered kos of bracha.
Yeah, that's what I just said. I don't know what that means. Why is that one?
Invention.
Ravina Amar. Ravina says arba'a kasi takina rabbanan derecheres. It's not four kosos. Each one is their own individual mitzvah. You're drinking one kos. You're drinking one kos. Doesn't like to shade him. Mm-hmm. It's not zugos. He says, Ravina Amar, arba akasi, right? Arba akasi, tikinu rabbon derecheir. It's kol chad v'chad, mitzvah ba'ape nafshehu. Each one is its own mitzvah, and the kosos themselves are not mitzdarif one to the other to make zugos. Well, short up, but.
Yeah, this is now brought down.
I don't think it gets brought down in the Rambam. I don't think it's brought down anywhere else about zugos. No, because later on, it's a Gemara, I think, of tomorrow's daf at Amud Beis that said that the Anshei in the Ma'arav in the West, maybe that's why the Rambam doesn't hold like it. Because in the West, they said they weren't choshish with the zugos. Right? Is that, I think that's tomorrow's daf somewhere.
Right, so we don't have to worry about that now, do we?
I don't think so.
We need two potato chips or whatever.
No, I don't think so. You can't eat just one Pringle. Yeah. But I don't think Bismanazeb we have to. I don't think so. But I don't think Bismanazeb we have to worry about the zugos. Ask your local Orthodox halachic decider. Okay. I know it's early. We'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day.